Any reason to think that giving partial breast radiation before chemotherapy might result in some type of problems once the chemotherapy comes on board?
There have been some preliminary concerns that giving such a rapid course of radiation over a short period of time, that starting the systemic chemotherapy too soon after this, one could develop what is referred to as a radiation recall reaction. But interestingly, when the mammocyte catheter was introduced, was cleared by the FDA in 2002, the manufacturer had started a registry trial where over 1,500 patients were enrolled, and about 10% of those patients did receive chemotherapy after the mammocyte. And in the preliminary numbers that are available, radiation recall does not appear to be a significant issue. That doesn't mean it isn't something that should be looked at and monitored very carefully, and we will be able to determine in the phase 3 trial whether it is an issue. But the preliminary data do not suggest that it is a major concern. I think what's happened with partial breast irradiation is that there's a delayed radiation reaction. In other words, since the radiation is delivered over only 5 days, there's a delayed skin reaction of 2 to 3 weeks later, which interestingly enough coincides when systemic chemotherapy starts. So in the past, I think there's been some confusion as to whether or not the administration of systemic chemotherapy is causing a recall reaction, or we're really just observing the delayed radiation reaction from partial breast irradiation. But long story short, even in those patients that have experienced a recall reaction, if you believe it's the chemotherapy, it's been minimal, and patients recover very quickly in terms of any skin reactions.